A southeast town continues to watch 5 acres of residential land slowly migrate downhill toward the ocean. As Tara Bicknell reports from Haines, the emergency situation is growing to involve state and federal assistance.
The borough of Haines on Friday declared the mass wasting of land on the waterfront a disaster and is requesting further assistance to house displaced residents, repair basic infrastructure, and figure out why land continues to creep along with roadways and homes in its path. Borough Manager Mark Ernest explained to government officials and residents gathered at a special assembly meeting Friday afternoon that the borough is requesting the governor's office to declare a disaster emergency as described in state statute and to provide disaster assistance to the borough in its response and recovery from the ongoing event.
It's just got to the point now where it's really exceeding our ability to deal with this.
The shifting earth was first discovered last month when workers found cracks in the road and has since grown to involve about 5 acres of waterfront land. On it are roads that lead to the town's shipping port and ferry terminal.
The immediate concern was for the protection of life and property.
About 5 homes are in the immediate vicinity of the slump. 2 have been evacuated. Others in the area are monitoring growing cracks in their homes and are experiencing changes in water pressure. Already, the borough has taken action to keep changing roadways maintained and open, rerouted power and cable utility lines, and performed emergency temporary repairs to the sewer utility main after it failed on Thursday. Geologists, engineers, water and sewer managers, emergency planners, and weather experts are all part of the conversation at this point to explain the reason for the midwinter ground shift. The resolution passed unanimously Friday by the Haines Assembly will allow the borough to seek funds from both federal and state programs. Reporting in Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.